Welcome, first-time listeners and returners, to the Sports Deli, where everyone deserves a seat at the table. What about f***ing Colin? Why does he not have a f***ing job? Because he's still being whiteballed. Why is Tom not speaking out about that? He should be his biggest f***ing ally, and he hasn't said one f***ing thing. A lot of people that have come on this show, I don't know why, they've gotten some good f***ing jobs afterwards. Jim Rome in the jungle. It's right here in the Sports Deli, baby. We got some good ass karma right here. Let's fucking go.
I love it.
We hope you enjoy today's show, everyone.
All right, let's rock and roll. Hey, everyone. Hootie Hoot, host and producer of the Sports Deli podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I sincerely appreciate you being here, watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify or wherever it is that you are tuning in from. If you don't know the reason why I have this podcast, which I've not attempted to monetize in 5 years, in five seasons, it has simply been to serve, to listen, and to learn. And we pivoted after the murder of George Floyd and made a decision, my two co-hosts and I initially, and now myself flying solo for the past 3 years, to talk about the intersection between race and sports, mental health, leadership, equality, social injustice, and white privilege. We have interviewed roughly 40 WNBA, ABL, professional women's basketball coaches, players that play overseas, and the incredible women of the original W, the WBL. The Women's Basketball League, and the legends of the ball. And so I thought about something yesterday. I've done a lot of listening and learning, especially since the racial reckoning that happened again after the murder of George Floyd. And so we have had unbelievable guests on this show, from Doug Williams to Jay Billis to Essence Carson to so many unbelievable women like Judy Sweet, Cheryl Miller, Alicia Berber. I mean, the list literally goes on and on. Nikki Collin, Lindsay Gottlieb. I mean, it's incredible. I'm humbled and truly honored that we've had so much magic right here in the Sports Deli. But that's not really enough, is it? What is sports supposed to teach us? To simply root for our favorite teams? Yes. To love the rivalries? To win national championships? If you're a Michigan fan? To root for the best coach, the most impactful coach, the most incredible coach currently coaching in the NCAA, in Dawn Staley. To root for next year's face of college basketball in Paige Buckets. To use your platform to support people that have been whiteballed like Colin Kaepernick. To support the other face of women's college basketball next year, which will be Juju Watkins. Now, it goes without saying that Caitlin Clark is the reason why we are in this state of the reckoning that we're in right now. She is a cultural phenomenon. She is not only a phenomenal player, but timing is always an important part of any of these types of phenomenons. And no one can really explain why now this is all happening. On the men's side, we had Larry and Magic, we had Jordan, we had Allen Iverson, we had Kobe, we had LeBron, we had Steph Curry, and now we're having Anthony Edwards. On the women's side, we've never had it. We had Billie Jean King. We had Serena Williams. But There's a couple things that I want to really emphasize, which leads me to what I thought about yesterday. There are two sets of narratives that are still in existence today with white and black America, and in particular in sports. Now, the best thing that's ever happened to women and the black and brown community is social media. Because, as we say as coaches, film don't lie. And so what's happened for not only hundreds of years, but in particular the last 30 or 40 years, is that the white people that have run this country and that have run sports have been able to say and do whatever they want, and nothing could be done about it. And now that can't happen anymore. But I want to touch on that point and take it an even step further that is bigger than I think anyone is talking about. So Angel Reese had a horrendously false narrative about her. She was labeled so many terrible things, mainly because she was black. And not only did she stay true to who she was, and continues to stay true to who she is. And we're talking about a beautiful, incredible player, someone who is completely 100% true to her personality. And why does this happen? Well, first, fundamentally, it happens because she's black. Then it happens because she's a woman. Then you take that she wants to show some of her body parts tastefully, I might add. And she goes about her NIL, her name, image, and likeness, her sponsorship deals, maybe differently than the Great White Hope, who I love, who I love, and in whatever way that I can be a part of supporting all of women's sports and girls in sport, and why we are at this point, it's an honor and it's humbling to, in some really tiny, teeny, small way, be a part of it. But what's happened in the past with a Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who was whiteballed by the NBA, he's black, by whiteballing Craig Hodges, who's also black, because he protested after the Chicago Bulls won an NBA championship and wore certain attire and basically was protesting. And most recently, Bruce Maxwell from Major League Baseball and Colin Kaepernick. And there are countless other examples where black women in particular are smothered and drowned in a false narrative unfairly because of the color of their skin and because they're not supposed to behave in such a manner as a black woman. And so what I thought of yesterday was not only how unbelievable it is that Angel Reese is not necessarily staying true to who she is, because she has been nothing short of incredible. She has handled herself more professionally than even her college coach, I would argue. She has handled the pressures of trying to lead her team after a national championship with flying colors beautifully. She has represented herself and her family and her university unbelievably gracefully. And yet there was still this narrative about Angel Reese unfairly portrayed as something that she wasn't. And in the past, what happened a few days ago would never have happened, and it is arguably as important as Clarkonomics, as Caitlyn's sanity, when we're talking about something societally. Because we've seen someone bigger than life, larger than life, like a Tiger Woods or an MJ or a Kobe, rest in peace, but not on the women's side. And so what Caitlin Clark is doing and how she's handling herself is incredible. And the impact that she is having economically, like Taylor Swift, and it's like Taylor Swift. What Taylor Swift has done for the industry and for other women and for cities that she travels to and for little boys and girls, Caitlin Clark is doing the same thing. And it shouldn't go understated. And we can't talk about it enough. But for those of you that don't know, Angel Reese plays for the Chicago Sky. They had their first preseason game a few days ago. And the WNBA is seeing an acceleration that they may not have anticipated. They may have sat at a table and said, things are going to get crazy. But I don't know if they realized how fast this was going to go. And I don't know that they had any idea that there was going to be this type of outpouring of support and love for Angel Reese, considering everything that the media and fans and other institutions, fans and everyone had put her through. And I don't want to hear about anyone talking about how she brought it on herself. No, she didn't. She did, literally outside of a little extra exaggeration, which I was admittedly irritated about. It was just too much as a coach of 33 years. But in the heat of the moment, you're winning a national championship. Like, give me a break. But to see what we're seeing with her at the same time that Caitlin is living up to the hype is unbelievable. So what happened the other night was the game was not being televised on WNBA League Pass, nowhere. And I wouldn't necessarily say that people were furious, but people were hungry to watch that game, a preseason game. Now, Caitlin Clark, I think a night earlier, had blew any preseason game attendance ratings out of the water. And she lived up to the hype. I think she had 21 points and 3 assists, 3 boards, you know, 5 threes, something like that. Step back threes, no calls, stepping back after knocking a player on her ass. And to that point, if that had been the other way around and she got pushed and people were complaining about the fact that she was complaining or it should have been a charge, people would have told her, this is the WNBA, get your ass up. So the same holds true in the other direction. But I digress. Not 10,000. Not 25,000, not 50,000, not 100,000, not a quarter of a million, not 500,000, not a million, not a million and a half people, not 1.75 million, 2 million, 2 million fans watched an illegal streaming of the Chicago Sky's preseason game of Angel Reese. And you know what happened because of that? Let's let that breathe for a second, first of all. That is the power of social media. That is the power of the WNBA. That is the power of the people. That is what could happen with voting. That is what happens when Taylor Swift encourages people to go vote. And 10,000 people go vote in a day. 40,000 people go vote in a day. So we knew that she was going to have the hysteria and the mania surrounding her. But what we didn't anticipate, and of course she has to play well, which I'm going to talk about that part in a second, which I have absolutely no reservation or hesitation that she is going to be a star in the WNBA. But I'll come back to that in a second. 2 million people watched, got wind of it, heard about it, that somebody was streaming the preseason game with Angel Reese. Now, go back to the thing that I talked about earlier with how people are whiteballed, like Mahmoud and Craig Hodges and Colin Kaepernick and Bruce Maxwell in particular. Bruce Maxwell played Major League Baseball, and he was the first Major League Baseball player to kneel, and he has been whiteballed by Major League Baseball in the same way that Colin Kaepernick has been whiteballed. Both of them still have a chance to play, I might add. And I would like to see Jim Harbaugh with the Los Angeles Chargers give him a chance. And I would like somebody in Major League Baseball to give Bruce Maxwell a chance because he's good. He is a major league caliber baseball player right now. Back to Angel Reese. Do you know how significant that moment is? Do you have any idea? And I am not, this is not hyperbole. We expected that. Now, could this turn into Magic Johnson and Larry Bird? I really didn't think that was going to be a thing. But you know what? It may turn out that way. Can you imagine if they meet each other in the finals and just the anticipation, not only at the beginning of the season, as to the storylines of what could transpire this year with those two leading the way. And next year, it's going to be Paige Buckets in the WNBA. And in 3 years, it's going to be Juju Watkins. Can you imagine if they meet each other in the NBA championship five times? Similar to what Magic and Larry did? Black and white and the history with the Chicago Sky and Indiana trying to get back to their glory days. And I mean, can you imagine that? Expansion is coming. So what this has led to, the 2 million people watching a pirated, illegal broadcast that no one's going to touch because of the significance of it. That was historical. That was historical. It was unprecedented. And it's not being talked about enough. It's been talked about, but it's not being talked about enough that it was her. Not Diana Taurasi. Not Asia Wilson. No shade on them at all. Don't go down that road at all. That's not my point. We expected it from Caitlin, but not necessarily Angel Reese. Now, I want to tell you why I think that she's going to be not just successful, but hugely successful. And it's called someone's why. When someone has a why that is so deeply embedded in a place that most of us can't even understand, there's something that happens with people like that. You can call it that they have it, that they're just a winner, that they're just special, they're polarizing. It's somewhat subjective. But there's something about Angel Reese. There's just something about her, man. And I fucking love her. What she's doing is Serena-esque. What she's doing is Billie Jean-esque. And I don't honestly know that I can think of two other women as impactful as Billie Jean King and Serena Williams. 2 million people tuned in to watch her preseason game. It's unprecedented and it's unbelievable. And it's because of social media. And it's because that people can come together very quickly. In a matter of minutes, people got wind of that. And so what's happened now is the WNBA is going to be streaming their preseason games on the WNBA League Pass. That is how you force the hand of the WNBA. Today it was announced that the WNBA is in discussions to bring charter flights to all regular season games for all teams this year. Now, when Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever were traveling to Dallas last week, there was a video circulating with her in the airport, which led all of us to believe that they were taking a commercial flight. And I went on the attack right away, and I said, think about what's going on around the world. There are protests going on. There are wars going on. There are genocides going on. Yemen and Syria. And in the Middle East, there are things going on. Parts of Africa. Ukraine. And it was extraordinarily dangerous to allow the face of the league to be on a commercial flight in the baggage claim area and showing that video to give someone an idea that they could leverage that to be a martyr or to make a point. And something had to be done about it right away. They didn't watch my video. They didn't reach out to me. I'm a nobody. But I guarantee you there's some people that saw that video in the league office and said, there's no way. We can't have this happen. Because if you remember what happened last year, I believe it was, with Brittany Griner, after she came home, there was some things that happened. And they realized that, I'm pretty sure it was Brittany Griner, don't quote me, that they needed to get some charter flights because it was a safety issue. This was a safety issue. And so the WNBA is absolutely doing the right thing. So this is what I was talking about when things are accelerating at a pace that is just very difficult to keep up with. Now, initially, the Indiana Fever said they were going to broadcast 36 out of the 40 games. And my initial reaction was like, you got to broadcast the other four. You can't do that. She's the face of the freaking league. Figure it out. So I'm pretty sure they're going to figure out how to broadcast those other four. But back to Angel Reese. When someone has a why that is unexplainable, maybe even to themselves, who knows what can happen and who knows what's going to happen? Does she have to work on parts of her game? Absolutely. Does she have to work on her jump shot? Yes. Does she got to work on her perimeter game? Yes. She can shoot, man. She can handle the rock. She just wasn't permitted to do so at LSU. It wasn't part of their philosophy. That's fine. But you watch. She's going to be an all-star. She's probably going to win multiple WNBA championships. And I would say that not only is Caitlin Clark going to go down as the GOAT, but Angel Reese is also going to go down as one of the best players in the history of the WNBA, and I think she's going to be a Hall of Famer. So this is Hootie Hoot, host and producer of the Sports Daily Podcast. I just wanted to give Angel Reese her flowers because what she is doing for women and girls and boys everywhere, similar, maybe speaks to a slightly different audience, that what Caitlin Clark is doing is incredible. And what she's had to overcome is 10,000 times harder than what Caitlin Clark has had to navigate. Has Caitlin Clark had to deal with pressure? Has she done it beautifully? She's with Gatorade, and she's with State Farm, and now she's with Nike. And I might add that she got underpaid. I don't know if she got a percentage of the shoe deal, but she should have, like Michael Jordan did. But what Angel Reese has had to navigate, she didn't bring shit on herself. She was just being who she was. And because she was black, because she's black, she has had to, as so many others in society in the past and currently, she has to overcome additional obstacles because of the color of her skin, not the content of her character. Because her character is flawless. She's a great teammate. She's great in the locker room. She speaks positively about other women. She wants to learn from WNBA veterans. She is literally all that. She is literally all that. I am rooting for her. Man, am I rooting for her. Because she is what so many have not had the opportunity to do and have the support of people in society. Because instead of what's happening with her, women of color and women and girls have been whiteballed, have been portrayed as however you want to categorize women who dress a certain way, who have a certain color of skin, who dress a certain way, look a certain way, have certain mannerisms on the court. Two sets of narratives. One is fair, one is unfair. And she has been unfairly portrayed. And the people are coming together. And they're not allowing it. They're not allowing it. We're not allowing it. We're not going to allow it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. So shout out to both these incredible women, the faces of the league, which is going to bring about not only an acknowledgement of how great the product is, but they are going to amplify their platforms to teach all of us, including me, about the history of women's basketball from even before the WBL to the WBL. Like Elizabeth Galloway McQuitter, president of Legends of the Ball, Machine Gun Molly, and all the board members of Legends of the Ball, to Val Whiting, two-time national champion at Stanford, former ABL player, who's been on this show a number of times, both as my guest and as a co-host, to the women of the WNBA, from Auntie Chantel to Essence Carson to so many others that we've had on here. We're going to learn all about them in a way that we've never learned about women's professional basketball, the way that we know about men's professional and college basketball. And there's a reason why we know more about women's college basketball now than we do men. And it's because of them. And I love it. I freaking love it. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Sports Daily Podcast dedicated to Angel Reese. And of course, shout out to Caitlin Clark, who is just an incredible person and is going to carry that mantle of the WNBA. And maybe one day she'll be the logo of the WNBA. But for now, this is the logo. And man, I love wearing these incredible women's gear and supporting them and doing everything I can to leverage my platform to be a bridge, to be a vessel any way I can. And I hope more people get on board and join the fun, join the party, because we are literally living in a historic time. And it's amazing. It's literally amazing. Until next time, remember, Black Lives Matter. Stop the bullying. Stop the Asian hate. Please contact your local and state politicians for any injustices that you feel deserve to hear your voice. And to the point of those 2 million viewers, as I stated earlier, and as the case is so often with Taylor Swift, during this election year, even though we have an electorate system that should be changed, it should just simply be the popular vote, in my opinion. Your vote does matter. And just like we saw the WNBA change 2 elections in 2020, and just like we saw the players of the WNBA force an owner out with Kelly Loeffler and the Atlanta Dream, and just like we just saw 2 million people watch a stream of a preseason game, and we saw nearly 95,000 watch a Nebraska volleyball game, and we saw at its peak over 20 million people watch the women's national championship game, and the tens of millions the Elite Eight game and the Final Four game. There are strength in numbers. Everyone watches women's basketball. And if you build it, not only will they come, but they will watch. Now go do the right thing. Much love. Peace.
Feel free to send me an email to thesportsdeli@gmail.com. Also check out my link tree. It's /Mike Hootner. Also like to thank a few people. 40 Tons Brand is a socially conscious cannabis brand, and they're doing amazing things. Check them out. We'd also like to thank Moolah Kicks, the first ever female brand basketball shoe in the history of the world. We'd also like to encourage you, if you're having a hard day and if you're feeling like you just don't want to live anymore, all you have to do is dial 988 from any phone and there will be someone there 24/7, 365. So don't feel like you have to fight this battle alone. Don't forget to do your self-breast and self-testicular exams every month. It's really important, as early detection is the key. Remember, Black Lives Matter. Reach out to your local and state politicians for any individual or group that you feel are being marginalized. Stop the bullying. Stop the Asian hate. Let's end gun violence with common sense laws. Let's be allies for the LGBTQIA+ community. And I challenge those of you in the white space to be anti-racist, to be bridges and vessels, to help bridge the gaps between Black and white America. And remember, until next time, it takes a village, everyone. Much love.